Come on, Caillou. We've got to get you ready to go.
Yay! Are they here yet?
Any minute. Here, I packed your bag.
Caillou was very excited. Today he was going strawberry picking with Clementine's family.
Hi, Caillou. Ready for our big day?
Come on, Caillou. Time to go.
Daddy?
Caillou was not quite ready to go. He had something he had to do first.
I almost forgot Teddy.
All set now? Have a nice day, Caillou.
Daddy, can't you come too?
Not this time. You're Clementine's special guest.
We'll be back before supper.
Clementine and Billy were having fun playing together, and Caillou felt a little left out.
Why don't you two play a game with Caillou?
I know. Let's play yellow car.
How do you play?
It's easy. The first one to spot a yellow car says it out loud.
This sounded like a fun game. Caillou stared outside and looked around.
Yellow car!
Let's play red car now.
I see a red car. I win.
And I see a red strawberry. Look!
Wow!
Looks like we're here, kids.
Caillou had never been to a strawberry field before. He thought it looked like any other field. He didn't see any strawberries just yet.
I think it would be better if Teddy stayed in the car, Caillou.
Why? I always bring Teddy.
Teddy will be fine here. He'll be waiting for you. Besides, you'll need both hands to carry your basket. Okay, kids. I want you to wait right here while I get some baskets. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Let's race. First one at the end of the row wins.
Come on, Caillou.
Caillou wasn't sure if he should since Clementine's mom told him to stay put. But he didn't want to be left out of the game.
Go!
Wasn't hurt. But when he saw his knee all red, he wanted his mommy.
Oh dear, what happened? Let's have a look, Caillou. You were supposed to wait for me. Let's see. Hey, wait a minute. Look, Caillou, you're not bleeding. Are you all right?
When Caillou realized he wasn't bleeding, he started to feel much better. He wasn't hurt after all.
Look, you fell on a whole bunch of strawberries.
Where?
See? You pick them like this.
And you only pick the red ones, not the green ones, because they're not ready.
So, let's get started. Here, each of you can take a basket.
I'm going to fill my basket first.
Oh, yeah? Well, I bet I could find the biggest strawberry ever.
Caillou was very curious about the strawberries. He loved searching for the red ones that were hidden under all the leaves. They looked so good.
Mmm, yummy. One for Daddy. One for Mommy. One for me. One for Rosie. One for me. One for Teddy.
And so, Caillou picked and picked a whole bunch of strawberries. But his basket wasn't filling up very quickly because he kept on eating them.
Come on, kids. Let's take a break and have some lunch.
Okay, but did you find the biggest strawberry ever?
This one's big. What about you, Caillou?
I wasn't finished.
I won because I found the biggest strawberry in the whole world.
Let me see, Billy. Wow!
Billy, did you take an apple from the picnic basket?
An apple? You cheated!
Lunch is ready. Come and get it. What's wrong, Caillou? You're not hungry?
Caillou wasn't very hungry because he had eaten a lot of strawberries and his tummy hurt him a little.
Oh, I see you've had plenty to eat already. Well, you can always eat later. But from now on, why don't you put the strawberries in your basket instead of your tummy? Okay?
Here, Caillou. Teddy will help you feel better.
After a little while, Caillou's tummy felt much better. He had his lunch and was just finishing up.
You want some juice, Teddy?
Are you sure you're feeling okay, Caillou? Maybe we should head back home.
But Caillou wanted to stay and pick more strawberries. He wanted his basket to be as full as Clementine's.
But my basket isn't full. Mommy, I want to stay.
All right. You can pick a few more strawberries before we go.
Strawberry just for you.
And that's how Caillou spent his first day strawberry picking. He loved it so much that he couldn't wait to come back again.